Hello there! Welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, I'm going to talk all about the food and drinks at Galaxy's Edge. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to join the conversation with us. We can be found on Twitter and Hive at Force Ghost Pod. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok just by searching Force Ghost Conversations. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your listening site of choice. Plus, Force Ghost Conversations is live on Patreon. If you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Finally, please be sure to check out our T Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it is time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. Okay, everyone, welcome back to another installment of Force Ghost Conversations, and we are continuing our little series here on Galaxy's Edge. Yes, a topic that I believe that we are free to talk about on the show, as it doesn't involve scripted content. Of course, the WGA strike and the SAG-AFTRA strike are still in full swing, and we stand in solidarity with those who are striking, and as a result, we are following the guidelines and will not be promoting and therefore covering any scripted content. But because of that, we are able to explore a vast amount of other aspects of the galaxy far, far away, including books, comics, and naturally, I think, parks. So in our last week's episode, we talked about the rides and particularly my experience in those rides at Disneyland last year during Star Wars Celebration, or I should say prior to Star Wars Celebration. And of course, this episode is going to be all about food and beverage. And Galaxy's Edge is well known for the various options that it has for food and beverage. Of course, there are, to my count, five different areas where you can purchase some type of food, snack, meal, get a drink, all that kind of fun stuff. I mean, you can't really go to the parks and not think about food. They go hand in hand. And this is an important aspect to the Star Wars experience that you want to have when you're going to Galaxy's Edge, right? It's not just the look and feel of everything, right? Does the land itself seem like it would be a part of the galaxy far, far away? Do the rides fit a narrative that make you feel like you're a part of the adventure? But does the food live up to the expectations? Does the food make you also feel like you are on a different planet in a different galaxy, so to speak? It has to line up appropriately. And I think thus far, the Imagineers, the team that put together Galaxy's Edge, Batuu, have done a wonderful job crafting a great litany of different food, snack, and beverage items that are really something for everybody. So I want to start with my experience, right? And of course, I can talk through some of the other things depending on time. We'll see where we're at. But at Galaxy's Edge, because of course I've been prepping for my visit last year for quite some time. I mean, as soon as the park said that they were doing Star Wars, a Star Wars land, and then announced more details about what eventually became to be Galaxy's Edge, I mean, you knew that food was going to be right at the top of the list there of important things to check out on any visit. So I was very aware of what offerings were going to be there. And of course, that was a part of the game plan, too. You have to plan in your food in order to make the most out of your visit to the parks, I should say, right? Because if you can know how to manipulate the system to your advantage in the best way, you can really get the most out of your experience, right? So you're not standing in line forever for a snack. So you have a general sense of when you can go to things, when you cannot go to things, all that kind of stuff, right? So in the preempt to this endeavor, certain meals and restaurants at Disneyland and Disney World too require a reservation. I believe you can do a reservation 60 days out from the date of your intended visit. And boy, do those go fast. And they don't really come up again if you missed out. The only place at Galaxy's Edge that requires a reservation, otherwise you can do a wait list, is Oga's Cantina. Of course, the famous cantina on Batuu, very reminiscent and similar to the cantina experience that we see in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, and of course The Mandalorian and other, it comes up a lot, right? The idea of the Star Wars bar, which is something that we wanted to certainly experience because of the great atmosphere and experience that they have cultivated at that endeavor. Unfortunately, we missed out on that. So, we made it sure that we would try our best to get into Oga's Cantina. I mentioned last week that we rope dropped Rise of Resistance. And then immediately afterwards, we got a lightning lane and went straight on to Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. We were done with both of those rides by 8:30. The park, of course, opened at 8. So we were well on our way to accomplishing every goal that we wanted to for our experience personally. So we walked over to Oga's Cantina, knowing we didn't have a reservation. We just figured, let's see what we can do. Evidently, they do have a walk-up system there, where if you go there and there's potentially an open space, whether it be at a bar or a table, you may have to share a table with some other folks there, and that's totally cool. You're probably all fans of this expanded universe or Galaxy Far, Far Away if you want to go that route, and you can generally have something to talk about. On a whim, we went up to them and said, hey, do you have a spot? And they said, sure, come on in. There's seating for two. Not necessarily seating, but we had a stand and a table. But you get the gist of what I'm saying here. And boy, walking into that space transported me. Not only did Batuu just transport me in general, but walking into Oga's Cantina, you are definitely in the scum and villainy area that you get the sense of from Chalmers Cantina from Episode 4. The lights are dim. It's 8:30 in the morning, and it's packed with people that are getting various libations, having food, etc. Of course, as a fun Easter egg, DJ Rex, now canonized into Galaxy's Edge via Oga's Cantina, was the droid voiced by Paul Reubens, who was the pilot of the original Star Tours experience at both Disneyland and Disney World, and of other places around that have Star Tours around the Disney parks. He is now not only a character in Oga's Cantina, but a DJ. I mentioned DJ, so yeah, he plays the music, which is a really fun and mix of great tracks. I think they have like 40 tracks in the rotation now that you can actually right now, if you wanted to, pull up on Spotify or probably any other streaming service and listen to. Which they're fun. It takes me back if I want to have that experience of being at Galaxy's Edge again, or at least feeling I'm in Oga's Cantina. I mean, heck, we went twice. We were able to get in the morning at 8:30, and then once we had concluded all of our Disneyland activities that we wanted to around 7:30 to 8, we were just like, hey, let's try and see if we can get in again. And we got in on the waitlist, and were able to get into the space once more. Now, I will say, inside Oga's Cantina, there is a 2-drink maximum. So they really want to keep turnover pretty good in there to get as many people as they can inside the space. And of course, the drinks vary from your ones without alcohol and, of course, the ones with alcohol. I personally don't drink, so I had a beeline on what I was looking to have at this space, which was, of course, the Blue Bantha. I wanted to have blue milk. It's one of the things that really was the most exciting aspect of Galaxy's Edge for me. Now, the blue milk and the blue bantha is not the same as the one that you can get at the milk stand, which I will talk about a little bit here. This is more of like actual milk texture rather than being kind of like a slushy kind of deal, which is what you get at the milk stand. So this is different entirely. You get a full glass of blue milk, plus you get a vanilla sugar cookie on top, which is really good. This is a really great meal. Of course, I think you can probably dip your cookie into the milk, which I bet is a really great and fun tasting experience for everybody. But I enjoyed it. I got two of them myself. Mrs. Force Ghost Conversation. I'm not exactly sure what she got, in my memory serves right. She got one of the ones with alcohol, of course. I think she might have gotten the Blay Rancor. I'm pretty sure she got that one, which is Tito's vodka, chili liqueur, spicy Bloody Mary mix, and a rancor bone. She definitely got that one. And I feel like she also got a Bespin Fizz, which is Bacardi, yuzu puree, pomegranate juice, white cranberry juice, and a cloud swirl. I think that's what she got. Don't quote me on that, but I've heard interesting things about the fuzzy tauntaun and the Jedi mind trick as well. I've heard that people have enjoyed those, partake in that. And they also do have some snacks at various times too. So we were able to get this fun, like, bread, very hala like bread substance with, that also came with, they doesn't seem to be on the menu anymore. But they do have some light snacks there. So it was like a Mustafar, bread or something like, I don't quote me exactly on that. It might have been for May 4th celebrations that they had this extra menu item. So definitely worth checking out to see if you like any of the items that they have offered there. But just for the experience alone, I think it's a really great place to go to, and with great music, great fun, adventure, and all that. And of course, who doesn't want to say that they weren't at a cantina while at in a Star Wars adventure of their own? For breakfast, we also went over to a place that is a quick service restaurant, so we were able to mobile order for the ease of getting us in and out of the space as fast as possible. So I believe for a late breakfast, early lunch, we had Ronto wraps, which were just really excellent. They, of course, these are Ronto roasters. I think if you have been able to see the building, the concept is like they're roasting the Ronto meat with a former or decommissioned, if you will, pod racer engine, which is really cool to see on display there. You can hear the sounds of it all as it's cooking. I really enjoyed the Ronto wrap. I didn't get it with the slaw, but it does include it's roasted pork, grilled pork sausage, and a peppercorn sauce wrapped in a pita bread. I thought it was just one of the greatest things that I had at Disneyland, and I was definitely looking forward to having that. They have a breakfast option too, which I think includes eggs, and full-on lunch and dinner options as well, with various other things too that they have on display too. They also have plant-based versions for those that are interested in consuming some, if you have certain dietary choices that you intake. But also the Walt Disney Company just does a generally good job of that in the parks about making sure that everyone's dietary needs are met. Highly recommend going to a Ronto Roaster, especially because I did mention you can mobile order, so it allows you to place an order in the Disney Experience app, whether it be Disneyland app or Disney World app, and then you can just basically tell them, you pre-order, you tell them when you're going to be there, when your pickup time is, you tell them that you're there, they'll start making it for you, and within about 5 minutes or so, you're out with your warm food ready to go. You don't need to stand in line. It's really a great benefit if you've got family members or kids, or if you're looking to catch a lightning lane, all that great stuff. You're utilizing Genie Plus, all that great stuff of part of the Disney Experience these days. But you definitely get the most out of it if you're utilizing that system. So I highly recommend utilizing that to the best degree that you can. And Ronto Roasters is one of those sites where you can utilize that to a high degree. You can also use it at the milk stand, which is basically just literally what it sounds like. They serve literally the blue and green milk. The blue milk, of course, being the Bantha milk, which I talked about a little bit more with the blue Bantha. And, of course, the green milk, which comes from that's a great question. I don't actually know off the top of my head. I just would say there's basically like the sea cows that are in episode 8. Let's see if we got if I can find that name super fast for you. Talasiren. There we go. Talasiren is what they're called. Okay. Well, things that we're learning here. That's where the green milk comes from. And I had both. So blue milk tastes great. And green milk tastes great to me. I didn't really notice a big difference in the flavors, except for I think blue milk tasted more like Fruity Pebbles, if you have like that type of cereal. And then green milk didn't really have that flavor, but it was still really good to me overall. And sometimes they do special swirls and additives to the blue and green milk that they do on a rotating basis, which Mrs. Horoscope's Conversations got something to like a Mon Calamari swirl at the time. I don't see it on the menu currently right now, which she really liked that a lot. So definitely, I mean, come on now. You have to get blue or green milk, particularly if you're a big fan of this universe and you've seen from episode 4 them having the blue milk being poured and all that. Come on, this is a no-brainer. Of course, they sell alcoholic versions too if you like that at Disney World. They don't at Disneyland, but it is definitely a worthy endeavor, especially on hot days, right? It's kind of slushy, like as I mentioned, but you will certainly feel a bit more refreshed at the end of all of that. And I think it's definitely worth it. Don't I wouldn't say going with the it's going to be a life-changing beverage, but it's definitely worthy for the experience, and it tastes great overall. And I have one of the large cups too that I was able to do as a takeaway souvenir, so it was definitely something that I was super excited to check out while we were there. The last thing of food that we really did while we were there was we got a snack from Katseka's Kettle, which is just another place where you can get some quick snacks, and they have a rotating list of snacks that they have at Galaxy's Edge. We were able to get like a Mustafar chip as a snack. It was really like a light, not really sure exactly what it was. It was kind of like popcorn. It was kind of like chips, but they had like this special seasoning on it that made it a little bit fiery. So it had reminiscent flavors of what you guess kind of think of like a Mustafar potato chip. We also, of course, had to get Outpost popcorn mix, the Katseka blend, which is very similar to the Mantel mix that is seen in the Bad Batch, which Mrs. Vorsko's Conversations being the big Bad Batch fan that she is, we knew we had to partake in this effort overall. So we definitely wanted to check that out. We enjoyed it. It was a lot of great fun. You can also get some other snacks there. I've heard about the cold brew black calf that is certainly a big hit on Star Wars TikTok. It's got these like chocolate puffs on them, like kind of cocoa pebbles, or not cocoa pebbles, but cocoa puffs. People love it. They say it's some of the best cold brew at Disney on the property. So if you're a fan of that, I know I've been kind of, I don't drink coffee, so I've been asking for Mrs. Forsco's Conversations to try it very soon here so she can give her honest report and opinion on it. So I think that'll be a really cool, fun experience for her overall. So we definitely tried that, and if you want just a quick grab-and-go snack while you're there, just want to experience a bit more of the variety of different foods that they offer within Universe, I mean, come on, it's a no-brainer again. The last thing of food, or at least food-wise, at Galaxy's Edge is the kind of sit-down restaurant called Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo. It is not necessarily like a restaurant where you sit down and have a waiter service kind of deal. No, you're able to walk over to an ordering table. I think you can also mobile order probably too, if I'm not mistaken, and place your order. And then you're able to sit down, and they have a large seating area, kind of like an auditorium style for people to sit down and enjoy their food. Because we had already eaten at Ronto Roasters, we did two stays at Oga's Cantina, and we had the snacks and the blue milk, of course. We ate food at other places in Disneyland while we were there, and so, of course, because of that, Docking Bay 7 was not top on our list to go to, but I think in subsequent visits, we'll have to see if we can find something there that we want to consume. I've heard great things about the Tip Yip, which is basically just chicken. It's a crispy chicken glazed in a spicy chipotle sauce served with white rice and a relish of sweet corn, shinto peppers, chicama, plantains, and cilantro. I've heard and Dorian chicken salad is also good. Marinated chicken, mixed greens, shaved onion, radish, grapes, tomato, cucumber, pomegranate vinaigrette. This fried Dorian chicken tip yip also seems good. This crispy chicken served with house-made macaroni and cheese and roasted vegetables. I think I might have to get me some of that pretty soon here. They also have pork ribs, smoked kadu pork ribs, which are brushed with tangy barbecue sauce and served with a blueberry corn muffin and red cabbage slaw. Certainly a different variety of food items here for those that are interested. You can also get some souvenir specialties. So it looks like you can get some, at least currently at Walt Disney World, you can. They're served with Moof juice, orb sipper lanyards. Seems like some cool stuff that people are able to get as cool takeaways and all that stuff. Of course, they have kids' meals, dessert items, and different beverages, of course, of all different varieties that people can get. So yeah, Moof juice is fruit punch, orange with pineapple and chipotle pineapple together in a beverage. So I think there's a little bit of something for everybody here. They've, of course, got gluten and wheat allergy friendly options for everybody. Egg allergy friendly, fish, shellfish, milk friendly, peanut allergy, all that kind of stuff is available. So if you got any dietary restrictions or just your preferences, please be sure to let your everybody know so they can accommodate accordingly. And really the last thing I want to say about food and beverage too is they also have the fun Coca-Cola bottles that are look like thermal detonators. I, of course, had to get one because I saw it originally on the celebration stage in 2019 in Chicago when they announced really the launch of Galaxy's Edge later that year. And that was one of the big partnerships with the Coca-Cola company that they had or wanted to showcase is that it was in Arabesh too. You can get Coke, Diet Coke, and Sprite. And they look like thermal detonators. So it's just a fun way to keep in-universe all the fun aspects of the galaxy far, far away. But those are my experiences. I thoroughly enjoyed all the food and drinks that we had while there. There's not necessarily anything that I would certainly add, but I think that, you know, with ever-growing canon and things changing here and there and tastes and preferences becoming what they are, that certainly these menus will edit and adapt and change as we go through the next couple of years here. So just be on the lookout, I would say, just regularly as you're going for future visits or if you're just a person that goes regularly or if you just follow certain YouTube channels where people test the food and all that stuff, you'll certainly, I think, be able to see a plethora of new items as they want to keep menu options fresh for folks and to really showcase the variety of different things that Star Wars can tell. So I like that it's not just a galaxy far, far away and just myth and storytelling, but how do you tell those myths can also expand to food and drink. And that's a great way to live your own story out in a different way. So by having these food items out or having a drink, you're able to transport yourself to a different place. And that escapism just goes one step further, which I think is what we want when we go to a park or just to experience Star Wars in our own right? These are the things that we want to do. So again, I think it's definitely worth it. I would add it on to your trip, but I would also be smart about it too. Mobile order is a great thing. Plan ahead with reservations and just generally be okay if things don't work out the way that you want them to and have backup plans on backup plans for things so that you're well prepared in advance to make the necessary arrangements that you need to so that you're already going to have a good time. But you're also prepared nonetheless for what could happen down the way. So I want to hear from you all. What are your favorite food and beverage items? How many times have you been to Oga's Cantina, right? Have you been to Docking Bay 7? I think it's something that's certainly going to be on my list next time we're able to make it to the park. Have you tried the Caseca's kettle mix for the popcorn? Do you like the Arabesh on the Coca-Cola bottles? Let's talk about it. What do you think is the next food item they should add from the universe of Star Wars to the food and beverage options? Let's have a great discussion about all that on the social media channels this week. You know where to find us, of course, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Hive. Just search for Force Ghost Conversations and we'll be on there in some way, shape, or form. If you want to support the show even further, tell your friends about us, tell your family members and all that stuff. Keep growing the show organically. We really appreciate it. You can also subscribe to the show on your podcast platform of choice so that you do not miss out on future episodes. And trust me, you don't, as we get into all the great stuff that is coming out very soon here. Also, leaving a rating and a review also goes to help the show in a variety of different ways by helping us to reach audiences as they're just searching for podcasts in this general area. So that's a great help. And if also you want to support the show via other means, we have a Patreon site where if you want to support the show at the various tiers offered, you get certain goodies, including being able to ask questions on the show, being able to have your name read, all that kind of fun stuff. So just check out, if you're interested, the link in our episode description where you can look at the various tiers and see which one fits you best. We also have a Tee Public store where we have all of our logos for the various type of aspects of the Galaxy Far, Far Away and Lucasfilm that we talk about here on the podcast. So if you want to support the show, of course, some of those proceeds from those sales go to us. So we have t-shirts on there, hoodies, stickers, iPhone cases, pillows, all that great stuff is available on the platform. And they run sales pretty regularly on there. So be sure to check that out and help to support the show through various different ways. So until next week, we'll be back with our third and final episode. Maybe not final. Maybe we'll talk a bit more about Galaxy's Edge. Well, yeah, we'll see. Don't hold me to that. But we'll see where we're at, certainly, when it comes to talking about Galaxy's Edge. Because we may not be done. We may be done. But I have certainly an idea for the next episode here where we're going to talk about the experiences at Galaxy's Edge, right? So we're talking about building a lightsaber, the droid depot, character meet and greets, all that fun stuff that goes a little bit further in the Galaxy's Edge that don't necessarily fall under the rides or the food and beverage experience. So be on the lookout for that next week. Until then, may the Force be with you. Take care. Thank you.